iFM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kiva is about to start a company, and it's a Halav Yisrael company. Morning, Akiva. How are you?
Morning, Kathy. Morning to the listeners. I'm well, Baruch Hashem.
Good. So what's your experience been? I mean, it must be a hell of a time to start a company.
Okay, so just a bit of background. I've been involved in the kashrut industry for probably about 4 years now, originally from Port Elizabeth. And I ran the butcher MP, the bakery, as well as the shul kitchen, trained by Rabbi Mazels to do the kashrut of the meat and so forth. My family and myself relocated to Pretoria in 2017. I was in the South African police for 26 years. I left that and I joined the kashrut industry, so to speak. So I've been working as a mashgiach, a certified mashgiach. And in May month, I was working for Real Gorgeous Chalav, which closed, and we decided to venture on our own in the kashrut industry, dairy specifically. So on the 6th of May, we applied for a certification from the EOS. And I have forwarded you correspondences with the emails, and I just want to run through it very quickly and briefly, and we'll fill the gaps as we go along.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, Akiva, we're going to run out of time. Can you kind of condense it? Just give us
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So in the brief summary of the general process, you fill in an application, you pay a once-off initial fee for inspection, and then a complete ingredient forms is attached. And this is what it says. Our food technologists will check if the basic ingredients are kosher. Okay, so we did this. We filled in the forms and asked for butter and cream. Butter and cream. Butter comes from cream. Cream comes from the cow, from the milk. So there's no certification. There's no certificates at this stage. Anyway, it was a back and forth correspondences. And then on this 22nd of May, I sent an email asking for a reduction in the initial fee of 10,925 rand. That email was never responded to.
And, okay, what was your request based on? Was that based on COVID-19
No, the amount of 10,925 rand is for inspection for admin fees, which, in my humble opinion, from the farm that we are on to Johannesburg is probably about 40 kilos. Definitely not a 10,000 rand fee. I can also tell you that we applied for a LAL certification. They come from Roodepoort. There was no fee attached.
Okay.
That is where things started not going well. So we paid the amount, and cut a long story short, after we paid the amount, they wanted kosher certifications. I said to them, I don't see the point of me doing the kosher certifications, because that is what your people are supposed to do, as in the food technologists. But what really upset me from yesterday's interview was with the person, Georgia, which I believe is not a Jew, where he said that the rabbis are misleading. And I mentioned in my email on the 18th of June, kindly ensure that you provide us with this is what I received back. Kindly ensure what you provide us with the requested kosher certificates in order for our office to proceed with the application. I made mention in a previous email, I find it disturbing that an organization like Halal does not require any initial payment, nor would the Cape Town Kashrut Department. The reply was from Rabbi Dovi Goldstein, I cannot comment on the requirements of Halal certification nor the Cape Town Kashrut. What I want to get to, though, is what Mr. George said yesterday. My one email actually refers.
Where are you now with your Kashrut?
So what we did on the 18th of June, we applied for a license from all the major Kashrut authorities worldwide. We eventually got a license. We were certified on the 24th of August by Montreal Kashrut.
Yeah.
And we will be then producing now under Montreal Kashrut.
Okay.
I have been contacted by the Beth Den, by Two Dayanim, to also put the EOS diamond on the product locally. But in the meantime, there has been, I call it foul play, where people have contacted Montreal to have my certification cancelled and nullified, which has not happened. And I can honestly say that the professionalism and the service that I've received from Halal and Montreal is, it's absolutely unbelievable. And the relationship that I've built up over the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of positives in it. And, you know, as I say, Kathy, you know, I bank with Nedbank, and I just want to point out that my non-refundable deposit was paid back within 5 minutes. And if you you look at page 7 of the emails I sent you, it shows it there, the times, everything's there. But I'd just like to say to you though.
Okay, so the Best Inn returned your non-refundable deposit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's amazing, because they didn't have to do that. That's what a non-refundable deposit is.
Exactly. Exactly, but it was done in within 5 minutes,
amazing.
Which tells me that there was no relationship in that. And for the future, you know, I bank at Nedbank, but at Nedbank I can't make online deposits to Canada, so I opened up a First National Bank. And I think the cash department is the same sort of thing. If you're not happy with one cash department, there are other opportunity options.
Yeah,
and it's important to exploit them.
Yeah, one of our listeners weighing in says that Montreal is a very good Heksha. And I think that
yes,
is something that South Africa's Heksha doesn't have anymore. We used to be one of the most respected Heksharim. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think anybody who thinks that we do is kidding themselves. Absolutely kidding themselves. It's not really worth a hell of a lot internationally. Whereas Oakley, we do still depend on it. Although, anyway, that's another conversation. Okay, so I just want to pick up on something that you said, Akiva, when you said that somebody tried to. What did you say about your application to Montreal?
So my application was approved and certified the 24th of August.
Yes,
but since then, there has been people that have contacted them.
Which people?
The chief rabbi has contacted Ross Dayan in Montreal.
Yeah.
And Dayan from the Beth Din as well. And then after that, then they contacted me, Rabbi Bedil, or Dayan Bedil, Dayan Fox contacted me to ask if I would be interested in putting the US diamond with the Montreal Kashrut certification. And unfortunately, I'm not interested. I don't need two certifications. I did apply first with the US, and it unfortunately didn't work out.
It wasn't
a good shidduch.
Okay.
But I've got a good shidduch now.
Okay, you got a good shidduch now. Another listener weighing in says, imagine how much more affordable kosher food would be if more companies went with Montreal. That's interesting. I mean,
okay,
I've never even heard of Montreal. I didn't know that this was even an option. I do know that I think a precedent was set with Pepperdew products. They actually were the first company, to the best of my knowledge, to have dropped the local kashrut certification, and they went, I think that they went with OU, with the
That's
OU
correct.
Certification, which is very, very interesting that kind of set a precedent. So do you think that this is going to be open to other South African companies that just are looking for an alternative? Because as far as I know, there's between the Johannesburg Kosher Department, Kashrut Department, and the Cape Town Kashrut Department, the two have an agreement where they do not, you know, if you are under the Johannesburg, you cannot apply to Cape Town. If you are Cape Town, you cannot apply to Johannesburg, you know, for kosher certification. And I'm also hearing that Cape Town fees are much, much less. So if you're in Johannesburg, there's just no alternative. And I was speaking to somebody yesterday who actually, he's got a huge mill. And he was just saying, look, even though flour doesn't need a heksha, he does it. But he said the biggest problem for him is that there's no alternative. He said with halal, you can always go to one authority or the other. There's choice.
Yeah, so I think the doors have been opening that there is an alternative. And it just has to be investigated and has to be looked into. And I'm sure it will eventually grow.
Okay,
competition is always good. Competition is has always been good for anything and everything.
Akiva, as a business owner, what would it take to get you to say, you know what, I actually want the Johannesburg Heksha in addition to the Montreal? What would it take?
Okay, so the Johannesburg Heksha, the US Heksha, has been the only Heksha for about 37 years. That's been the sole one.
Yeah.
But in those 37 years, we've got to bear in mind that it was a reputable, well-run organization. I think in the last 4 to 5 years, it's lost that knack. And, you know, when like I say, when a non-Jew phones in and says, I mean, it's a desecration of Hashem's name. Yeah. And, you know, when you look at it that way, so if you want to change that, you've got to get rid of the people that have caused that. And that is the reality of the situation.
All right, Akiva, that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much. I believe that you're speaking to us from OR Tambo. Have a safe flight.
Yes.
Wear a mask.
That's right, yes. I am, and I'm busy boarding now. I'm actually going to climb on a plane now.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for giving us the
time. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye.